Welcome to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. This is our platform to where we can discuss the ins and outs of everything gymnastics. We would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnast United, Inc., and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. Today is a special day. We have Haley Neiman with us from Chowan University, and she's the head acrobatics and tumbling coach. Welcome, Haley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. It's a blessing to have you on. So we're going to dive right in. Can you give our audience just your personal gymnastics experience?
Yeah, sure. So I grew up, you know, doing gymnastics and dance basically, you know, my entire life. I trained as a level 10 gymnast all 4 years throughout high school. But as I was kind of entering my junior year, it was probably a week before our first competition, I actually broke my ankle. It was out for the first 4 months of our competition season. But then, you know, I slowly came back into competition throughout the end of the year. And then as I kind of entered my senior year, you know, I still really wanted to be involved in gymnastics. And, you know, it's every gymnast's dream to compete collegiately at the gymnastics level. So, you know, I really was kind of taken back as my injury set me back as far as recruiting. But, you know, my mom somehow got a hold of the Gannon Acro and Tumbling coach and was like, hey, you know, my daughter has been through some things this past year. She still wants to compete. You know, she still has all of her skills. You know, what can we do? So, you know, I was a little bit nervous just because this sport was brand new at the time. You know, when I entered the Acro and Tumbling world, there were only 10 colleges that offered the sport. So, you know, I went on my recruiting trip, talked to all the girls on the team, talked to the coach. And, you know, I just kind of instantly fell in love with the competitive atmosphere that Acro and Tumbling offered and just being a part of a team. You know, obviously in gymnastics, you're competing for your gym, but you're ultimately competing for yourself. But, you know, Acro and Tumbling really gives you that family, really that team atmosphere that I was looking for. And I just really loved the thought of challenging myself to learn a brand new sport in 4 years. So that's just, you know, a little bit about my personal background with gymnastics and acro.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about the mission and the culture of Chowan University?
Yeah. So the mission of Chowan University is pretty simple. You know, we want to equip our students with the knowledge, the skills, and the ethical values that will help them flourish in a diverse and global society. You know, we want to provide a supportive teaching and learning environment, and most importantly, helping our students meet their social and spiritual needs. You know, as Chowan is a Christian university, we definitely want to honor our Christian heritage. So most importantly, compared to our mission, are our core values. And I'll just kind of go through those quickly just because those are really important for our university. So, you know, our first core value is faith. So like I said earlier, we honor our Christian heritage. We embrace and share the light and truth of God. And, you know, our university motto is faith in your future. And we believe that that kind of underscores all that we do and all that we encompass at Chowan. Our next core value is inclusion. So Chowan is a culturally diverse university, and we definitely take pride in that. And we take pride in creating an environment that cultivates acceptance and encourages our family and our university to live in an atmosphere of respect and dignity. And honestly, I think that's, you know, really our most important core value, especially in the day that we live right now. Diversity is so big in America, and I feel as though, you know, we really, you know, take pride in that at Chowan. Our third core value is imagination. So we believe that a learning environment that promotes imagination leads to discovery and creates a culture of lifelong learning. And then our last cultural, our last core value is engagement. So, you know, we really love to be engaged, not only, you know, around the university, but within our community as well. And we believe that, you know, the spirit of service is central to our faith and our learning traditions here. And then just kind of the second part to your question about the culture of Chowan University, I would say, you know, our culture is really centered around family, inclusion, you know, really taking pride in that diversity that we have. You know, you walk onto campus and you really feel like you're a part of the Chowan family. You're a part of the Hawk family in the athletic department. So, you know, sometimes when you go to those larger universities, you kind of struggle to fit in within your first two semesters. Mm-hmm. But since Chowan is a smaller university, you know, everybody knows everybody. Sometimes I'll even compare it to like a Hallmark movie. You know, you go to your coffee shop and everybody knows your name. So it's just a lot of fun to be a part of that family and a part of that community as well.
That's absolutely fantastic. It actually reminds me of my gym with Upscale Athletics, because our mission was faith, family, school, and sports equals a balanced life. So our core was that Christianity that we read devotion before every practice. So that's awesome to have that within your culture for your university. So can you tell our audience exactly what acrobatics and tumbling is for a program for a university?
Typically how I would describe it to somebody who doesn't or isn't really familiar with the sport is, you know, it really takes that competitive, that really, you know, strong foundation of skills from gymnastics, and we kind of pair it up with the skill set of cheerleading. So I always joke around and say, you know, if gymnastics and cheerleading had a baby, it would be acro and tumbling. So and it's really just a lot of fun. You know, it still has that competitive atmosphere as you would see in competitive gymnastics or even collegiate gymnastics and competitive cheer, but it's a little bit more relaxed. So, you know, for competitive gymnasts who are used to those long hours every week, we kind of tone it back a little bit. We still train as hard. We still compete as hard as, you know, gymnastics and competitive cheer, but you get to have a little bit more fun at practice. You get to experiment with new skills. You know, our sport is so new that, you know, every year we're creating new skills. And that's almost like the best part of it is, even though you're coming into a brand new sport that you know nothing about as a student athlete, you get to help create, you know, a stronger foundation every year. You know, more skills are being created. You know, every school is really setting the bar high every year. And, you know, it's a lot of fun to see the sport grow, especially, you know, from where I started as a student athlete to where we're at now as, you know, an organization.
For gymnastic skills, for those athletes that are out there, what is the like must-have skills in order to even be considered for acrobatics and tumbling?
Yeah, so I mean, every team and every program has different skills that they're looking for. You know, some teams might be trying to strengthen up their tumbling event or trying to strengthen up their pyramid event. So they might be looking for specific skills. But kind of, you know, some foundational skills that we are looking for at Chowan are just really strong basics for tumbling, you know, such as a standing back tuck, standing back handspring tuck, round off back handspring layout, just as far as tumbling goes. And then as far as, you know, looking for skills for acros, for pyramids, you know, we're really looking for those good solid handstands, you know, pike holds, straddle holds, and then more advanced skills that we're looking for tumbling are just really clean twisting. And, you know, whether a gymnast or a competitive cheerleader or anyone who's looking into acro, as far as tumbling is concerned, as long as you're, you know, willing to make those corrections and willing to learn, you know, you can really learn a lot more skills, you know, with acro and tumbling compared to gymnastics. You know, sometimes with collegiate gymnastics, you kind of are stuck with those skills that you have. So as an incoming freshman, you might not learn a lot more, you know, newer skills, but with acro, everything is new to you, whether it's tumbling, whether it's, you know, learning how to do a basket toss, you know, basing or flying in an acro. So those are just kind of, you know, the foundational skills that we are looking for.
That's great. So for those that are interested, when should gym clubs or gymnasts inquire about A&T?
You know, start filling out those recruiting forms as soon as you kind of see some interest in acro and tumbling. Sometimes, you know, I'll see recruits or potential student athletes that are filling out their recruiting forms during their sophomore year. Mm-hmm. But obviously, due to NCAA rulings, we can't contact those student athletes until the summer before their junior year. So, you know, they might be filling out recruiting forms freshman, sophomore year, but they'll still be in our recruiting pipeline pipeline, we'll just start contacting them the summer before their junior year. And then once that, you know, recruiting period starts for those student athletes, that's when the recruiting process really starts. So, you know, making sure that you're filling out those recruiting forms that are, I believe they're found pretty much on every university's athletic website. Filling those out, reaching out to the coaches, sending in videos that you have, and they don't even have to be, you know, skill highlights. You know, we want to see those, you know, turns that you might fall on, but, you know, you're making those corrections that your coaches are giving you, you know, really showing that you are willing to make those corrections and being a team player. Those are the things that I typically look for in videos, you know, not those kids that are just sending me all of their best turns. You know, I want to see the good, the bad, and the ugly.
That's great. We're going to take a short break for our sponsors, and we'll be back with Haley Newman. Welcome back to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. We have Haley Newman. She's here with Chowan University talking about the acrobatics and tumbling program. So moving forward into like academics, can you tell us, our audience, just about grade point average, what you need to actually be admitted into the college, or, you know, what you need to sustain while you're in college for that program?
Yeah, so especially for student athletes, in order to be eligible, you know, to continue in athletics and competitive activities, you have to maintain at least a 2.0 GPA, and you have to be on track to earning 18 credit hours within the fall and spring semesters. Now, obviously, you know, 2.0 is the minimum, but I always encourage my athletes to strive for much higher because, you know, obviously, one, I want them to be the best student athletes they can be. I want them to be successful. And, you know, just from experience, the higher GPA that you have, the easier it is to get a job after college. You know, employers really want to see, okay, hey, you know, this applicant, they have a lower GPA, but, you know, they have the qualifications, whereas, you know, this other applicant has the higher GPA. So, you know, to employers, it makes that person seem a little bit more qualified for the job. But then, you know, also there's those classes at every university that students struggle with. So, you know, striving for that higher GPA kind of gives you a little bit more wiggle room with those harder classes. You know, it's harder to bounce back in your GPA once it drops a little bit. You know, it's hard to maintain it, but it's even harder to kind of dig yourself out of that hole. But also, you know, I want my team to have the highest team GPA. So, you know, I always challenge my kids, like, you know, let's be the best team at Chowan. Let's be the best team in the conference. You know, I want my athletes to strive for academic excellence because they're students first and athletes second.
That is fantastic. I think sometimes kids don't really realize, you know, when they are in sports, that your academics should come first. Right. So that's really good as a coach that you're instilling that into your athletes. So as a recruiter for athletes, for A&T, what are some important things you look at in recruiting an athlete? Just different characteristics that you can share with our audience.
Yeah, so as far as Chowan, you know, recruiting for my program, I look at all specs of the student athlete. So, you know, like I said a few moments ago, they're students first, athletes second. So I definitely take a look at, you know, GPAs, what your SAT, ACT scores are, you know, what it's going to look like when you apply to the university. And then, you know, obviously physical skill and talent are huge factors because, you know, that's the second part of being a student athlete. But, you know, the other thing that I tend to look at is, you know, kind of more of like the social aspect. You know, are you a good human being? Are you going to be a team player for my program? Do you take corrections well? And then another thing that I always tell my, you know, recruits when they're on campus is, you know, I look at how you talk to your parents. Are you respectful of them? You know, a lot of coaches in the NCATA are young. So it's, you know, hard to differentiate yourself when you're so close in age to your student athletes. So, you know, if you're respectful of your parents, then it's, you know, I feel as though those student athletes are going to respect me. If you don't respect them, how am I supposed to expect, you know, to respect someone that's close close in age to you. So that's kind of a big factor that I look at. And then the second, or, you know, the last thing that I look at is communication. You know, communication goes a long way, not only, you know, in student, as a student athlete or in athletics as, in general, but, you know, in the real world, when you're communicating with your boss or, you know, your coworkers. So, you know, starting off on the, on a, on the right foot as a student athlete, you know, as soon as you submit that recruiting form, how well are you communicating with the coaches? Are you keeping in contact? Are you kind of ghosting them and just waiting for them to reach out to you? You know, we want to see student athletes that are passionate about our sport. So by them reaching out as a coach, that makes me feel, okay, you know, they really want to be a part of this. They want to be a part of history. They want to be a part of the family at Chowan. So those are kind of, you know, the more important aspects that I look at besides, you know, the physical skill and talent and the student aspect of it.
Okay. Do you have a maximum of how many athletes you actually put on the team for a certain season?
Yeah. So, as far as like the roster is concerned, you can have anywhere from 30 to 40 athletes on your roster.
Okay.
But on competition day, you can have a maximum of 24 girls in team or teen, but you can have 28 student athletes dress for competition. So, you know, if you have a bigger roster, more towards the 30 to 40, you can dress those 28 kids, but the rest of them can kind of sit on, you know, the sideline or the bench, the home side during competition day.
Great. So as a parent, what can a parent do to help their child become an athlete for acrobatics and tumbling?
Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, my biggest, you know, tip is just to encourage your children to keep an open mind, just because acro is so different and so similar at the same time. You know, especially for gymnasts, you know, just using my experience, some coaches really encourage their athletes just to look at universities that offer gymnastics, because, you know, they've put so much time and effort into your children that they just want them to continue on that path. But at the acro and tumbling has so much more opportunities. You know, it's definitely a sport of first and second chances. It's, you know, a first chance for those students that, you know, don't think that they're good enough, you know, don't think that they have the skills to compete at the collegiate level. But it's also a sport of second chances, you know, for those athletes that might have experienced, you know, career-ending injuries, or, you know, just don't have the grade point average that they need to go to those big universities for gymnastics. And then, you know, also just really looking into the sport of acro and tumbling, filling out those recruiting forms, scheduling campus visits, keeping in contact with the coaches. You know, a lot of collegiate coaches do so much more than just recruiting. You know, we have to maintain our roster. We're, you know, coaching at practice every day, doing study hall, making sure, you know, our kids are, you know, staying on the right path. So, you know, sometimes I get recruits that will email me, and, you know, I might not email, you know, that second, but I will answer. And, you know, I'm always looking for, you know, student athletes to kind of make the first move. You know what I mean? That kind of shows that initiative that you want to be a part of my program. You want to join our Hawk family here at Chowan. So yeah, those are just some tips that I have for parents, you know, to help their children kind of get more into acro and tumbling.
So how can our audience get in touch with you, Haley Newman, or get more information regarding Chowan University?
Yeah, so, I mean, I definitely encourage any student athlete that's interested to fill out those recruiting forms. I know I keep talking about those, but those are the best way to kind of start the recruiting process. And our recruiting form is found on our athletic website, which is www.gocuhawks.com, or they can email me directly at hanieman, it's N-E-J-M-A-N, at chowan.edu. And, you know, whether you're a junior or a senior, I definitely, you know, encourage you to reach out. You know, even if you're kind of hesitant, you know, I always find that, especially in gymnasts and competitive cheerleaders, they want to stick with what they know. But I just encourage, you know, whoever is, you know, slightly interested, just to reach out, you know, learn more about the program, you know, what you could be doing in terms of, you know, being a base, being a flyer, you know, just being recruited for tumbling. That way, you know, you kind of get your feet wet and you're not like, okay, I have to make a decision today. You know, I really, you know, take the time with my recruits to see, you know, is this something that you're interested? Does Chowan feel like a place at home for you? You know, can you see yourself being here for the next 4 years? So I definitely encourage anyone to reach out, even if it's, you know, the simplest questions that you have.
Great. I encourage our audience to check out Chowan University and their acrobatics and tumbling program. It's a great opportunity to just go and visit. You know, have an open mind to all the different opportunities that you can give your athlete or your child. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing your program at Chowan University, the Acrobatics and Tumbling Program.
Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. We would like to thank our sponsors once again, Anchor, Gymnast United, Inc., and Pope Counseling for supporting this podcast. If you would like to donate to this podcast, you can go to www.anchor.fm/Gymnast United, Inc., or you may go to www.thegripcast.com. We ask that you share our podcast with your friends and family. So on next Wednesday, which will be December 2nd, we'll be talking with Jason Troutner. He's one of the founders of CAS 21. So we'll be talking about just new innovative orthopedic solutions for injuries. So tune in next Wednesday. Thank you for listening to the GripCast Gymnastics Unfiltered.